oxidation numbers. This is a concept which is very useful to help you, one, see if oxidation or reduction has taken place, two, work out what has been oxidized or what has been reduced, and eventually it can help you construct half equations and balance redox equations. Use of oxidation numbers. To find out the oxidation number of an atom or a simple ion, all you have to do is to see the number of electrons which must be added or removed to make the species neutral. In the case of an atom, which has no charge, it is neutral already, so there is no need to add any electrons, so the oxidation number is zero. In the case of a positive cation, say for example Na+, to make Na plus neutral, one needs to add one electron. So the oxidation number will be plus one. It is very important that you use the plus. Notice it is plus one, not plus or one plus. In the case of a negative anion, such as chloride ion, there's one negative charge, so you take away one electron. So the oxidation number for Cl- is minus 1. If you have a look at question 1, the answer to the first one is N is neutral, so the oxidation number is 0. In the case of the iron 3 ion, Fe3+, one needs to add 3 electrons to make it neutral, so the oxidation number is plus 3. For sulfide ion, S2 minus, you take away 2 electrons to make it neutral, so the oxidation number is minus 2. In the case of molecules, the sum of the oxidation numbers adds up to 0. Now, how you treat this really depends on whether it's an element, such as hydrogen, H2, or a molecule, such as carbon dioxide, CO2. In the case of elements, the molecule overall has no charge, so the sum of the oxidation numbers of all the atoms within it have no charge, so H2 will be a naught plus a naught, so the oxidation state of hydrogen in H2 is zero. In the case of carbon dioxide, a neutral molecule, the sum of all the oxidation states adds up to zero, so carbon will have one oxidation state and oxygen will have another. It is usual in compounds and ions that oxygen normally has an oxidation state of minus 2. In some cases it can be minus 1 in hydrogen peroxide, H2O2, and the unique one of oxygen in its highest oxidation state, plus 2, in F2O. So the normal oxidation state of oxygen in compounds is minus 2. There are two oxygens in CO2. So there are two oxygens at minus 2 each, which totals minus 4. Because overall the molecule is neutral, the oxidation state of the carbon in CO2 must balance the two minus 2s of the oxygen. So therefore, the oxidation number of carbon in carbon dioxide is plus 4. So one carbon at plus 4 and two oxygens at minus 2 comes to 0.